B-Pod Studios.
Alrighty, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. That's how you get in the Sound Off line. You got something to say. You might have something to say after the Eagles made a trade for DeSean Jackson. Let's get right to it. Boom.
I love the pickup of DeSean Jackson, Malik Jackson. I think the Eagles have made two positions that they really needed, Bill. But the fact of the matter is that we lost Jordan Hicks. Doesn't bother me. Because, Mike, out of the last three seasons, except for last season, the guy was never really there. The guy can't stay healthy.
You're right. And the money that he got to move on to Arizona was not money the Eagles were willing to pay him. So, yeah, they'll just have to look elsewhere. They'll find something.
A quick note, zero fumble recoveries, zero interceptions the last two seasons with the Eagles.
Yeah, but not a bad player. Not a great player, not a bad player. Passable player. I'd like to have him in the lineup, but not at that price.
Give me a break with Brett Brown. These guys should know how to shoot a basketball, should know how to make a foul shot, and should know how to switch off on defense when he calls for a switch off. They blew the game in Chicago, not Brett Brown.
All right, a little pro-Brett. I like it. Sometimes the players have to take responsibility for the loss and not a head basketball coach of an NBA team.
The powder blue, Bryce Harper, is not a violation because the Phillies wear that blue uniform like Thursday home game last year, and I believe they're doing it again this year. So Bryce Harper will wear that jersey, six, seven, eight times this year.
Yeah, I am aware of that. I was not aware of that at first. So Satrinus gets a pass, you know. But I don't think, Satrinus wasn't thinking ahead that far when he bought it.
You're damn right I was.
No, you weren't. You were just like the color, you like the throwback element of it, and you bought it. And coincidentally, you ran into a fact that was on your side.
My style is second level.
It wasn't really second level. No. Be honest now.
No. Of course it was.
No, he was.
It was second level.
There's no way. He bought it for because of the throwback color, and he ran into it.
But I know they wore the jerseys last year.
It's like you found a chest on the beach. It was all beat up, and you opened it up, and there's gold in it. Stop.
It's a blessing to get DeSean Jackson back. We needed the speed. Howie has done everything, just like you said, Mike. He did everything we needed him to do. And as you said, we're working on the running back now.
We haven't done everything. The running back is important. So we'll see what happens with that. And he's got to get a linebacker from somewhere.
Yo, Mike. Shady McCoy buying property in Atlantic City. Come on, Mike. Break the news, Mike. Is he coming or what? Is that the next shoe to drop?
Shady McCoy buying, he likes it back here anyway. He was in Harrisburg. He comes back here. I mean, not going to stay in Buffalo, right? I don't think that means anything that he bought a house in Atlantic City.
No, he's
good. Buying property.
Yeah, he loves it here. When he retires, he's going to be one of many players.
Yeah, where else are you going to go? Harrisburg? Well, come to Philly, go to Jersey Shore.
What terrible signings by the Eagles. An over-the-hill left tackle, all he could do is hold and get injured. A troublemaking wide receiver. And we're going with an injury-riddled quarterback over a Super Bowl MVP. Way to go, Howie.
Uh-oh. The president of the Folesian Society speaks. How about Nick getting, he is now the spokesperson for Lululemon. He announced that today on Twitter. The man who we thought was just content to be a backup quarterback at $6 million. Not only did he take $22 million and $50 million guaranteed, he's now working for Lululemon. How's that?
How's everyone doing?
For more cash.
I am so sick of these people who call and say, well, if I did that on my job, my boss would fire me. You're not a professional athlete.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Who said what?
It's from yesterday. Somebody was calling in saying, if it was my, why have a rest day? At my job, rest day, it can rest in July.
Oh, the maintenance day.
Yeah, the
maintenance day. Yeah, I got it.
Hey, Mike, just so you know, the NL East last year had an aggregate ERA of 449, and Bryce Harper hit 230 off him with 25 home runs. Good luck, buddy. You guys getting a lot for $330 million. You should have signed Machado.
Are you a disgruntled Washington Nationals fan? See, you had to reveal yourself, bro, because I can see right through you. You're saran wrapped. Close it down, Tyrone.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got enough beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
All right, coming up next, Devon and Bob Cooney from the Center, Sixers and Cavs tonight. Ladies, going down there, watch out. Tristan Thompson may try to pick you up. On the TV side, Quick Slants. Everybody have a great rest of the night. We'll be back here, same channel tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.